The United States stopped minting pennies last week, but Wisconsin banks and retailers aren't all on the same page about what comes next. It's Wednesday, November 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Menominee Nation has buried the remains of dozens of ancestors taken from a burial site. And Wisconsin Republicans took aim at a partial veto by the governor, which funded schools for 400 years. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio, with dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who have made this journey possible.
The United States minted its final pennies last week. As Joe Schultz reports, the phase-out of the one-cent coin in Wisconsin is expected to vary from community to community.
Some companies, like QuickTrip and Woodman's, have already implemented cash rounding policies. They typically round after-tax totals on cash transactions to the nearest nickel. Retailers across the state will likely adopt similar policies in the coming months and years. Bruce Neustad is president of the Alliance of Wisconsin Retailers. He says the timing of the phase-out is going to be different based on the availability of one-cent coins at local banks.
You're going to see this kind of roll out a little bit inconsistently across the state, but at some point the penny will be out of circulation. A retailer won't be able to get that penny from their bank.
The Wisconsin Bankers Association says its members are already having a tough time getting pennies, with some finding it impossible. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Members of the Menominee Nation gathered last week to rebury dozens of their ancestors. That ceremony came 6 decades after anthropologists took human remains from an ancient burial site. James Flores was there for the reburial, which took place on Menominee Reservation land in northeastern Wisconsin. Flores is a member of the Oneida Nation, who also works as a tribal liaison for the Milwaukee Public Museum.
Seeing these ancestral remains of the Menominee Nation, being able to continue on in their journey to be able to be put to rest properly was very moving.
Most of the recently reburied remains were returned by the Milwaukee Public Museum. That's after the remains of nearly 70 people were excavated in the 1960s from a cemetery near the Menominee River. That cemetery site dates back as far as 1000 BC. A 400-year school funding increase spurred by a partial state budget veto would be repealed under a bill passed by Republican lawmakers yesterday. But as Rich Kramer reports, that won't happen unless Governor Tony Evers has a change of heart.
Evers struck digits and a hyphen from the budget 2 years ago to extend a temporary school funding increase through the year 24-25. Republicans in the state Senate voted to undo the veto. GOP Senator Chris Kapinga of Delafield told colleagues his bill would clarify the legislature's limited funding increase.
And FYI, Governor, and FYI, State Supreme Court, you have exceeded your authority, and every time you do that, the only people that get hurt are the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Democratic Senator Sarah Kieski of Lodi defended the veto as a response to years of the GOP underfunding schools.
It was an effort to help right a wrong that has been perpetrated truly by the Republicans in this body for far too long.
The bill heads next to the Assembly. It would ultimately require Evers to reverse his position, which is unlikely. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Kroger plans to close its fulfillment center in Pleasant Prairie and lay off around 211 workers early next year. That's according to a notice filed with the state yesterday. The closure announcement comes a little more than 3 years after the company opened the facility. Kroger is a parent company of Metro Market and Pick and Save grocery store chains. The company says it'll begin winding down its Pleasant Prairie operations in January and will permanently close by February 1st. The layoff notice says that 211 employees currently working at the site will receive pay and benefits through the beginning of February. Affected employees include delivery drivers, personal shoppers, warehouse supervisors, mechanics, and human resource workers. The move is part of an effort to improve profits in Kroger's e-commerce business. They're also closing fulfillment centers in Maryland and Florida. Many people in Wisconsin have been spending time raking leaves in their yards over the past few days, and some researchers say it could be better for the environment to actually just leave them be. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports there's a growing movement to, quote, leave the leaves.
Researchers and advocates say the practice increases habitat for animals like butterflies and moths and returns nutrients to the soil. Lindsay Kerr is a consumer horticulture educator at Michigan State University Extension.
It's a cycle. So when we remove the leaves, we're disturbing that cycle. There's no longer something going back into the soil, and so it's being taken out but not replenished.
Kerr says that leaves don't have to stay right where they fall. They can be raked into garden beds or tucked around the bases of trees to use as mulch. She emphasizes that they should not be raked into the road or be taken to the dump. She says more people are calling to ask about leaving the leaves, and at least one county in Michigan is encouraging the practice. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Coming up, we'll visit some of Wisconsin's historic railroad depots. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is getting to know your neighbors.
A lot of my relatives were river rats. Whole families made a living, as I did.
I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be everything that I am.
We just want to, you know, be part of American dream.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a look at the remaining historic railroad depots across Wisconsin.
Eight railroad depots still serve passengers in Wisconsin for Amtrak trains that travel across the southern half of the state. But once, there were a few hundred rail stations here. While many of those buildings are gone, reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us, others remain, but with new uses.
Mineral Point is home to Wisconsin's oldest surviving former railroad depot. Cornish stonemasons put up the two-story limestone and sandstone building in 1856. That's as the local railroad company built tracks to connect southwest Wisconsin to Illinois to haul farm crops plus lead and zinc from nearby mines. The trains also carried passengers. But rail service stopped decades ago. The old depot now houses the Mineral Point Railroad Museum. The extensively redone interior still contains sounds of the past, like this bell from one of the locomotives that ran on the rail line. There's also a small telegraph office where the station agent sent messages. That's Matthew Payne at the key. He's on the board of a society that runs the museum. Payne says as recently as about 30 years ago, the building was in serious decline, partly due to flooding from a nearby creek.
When the structural engineer came in, it was within 2 years of falling down. When they went to level the building, the northeast corner actually fell out. So they had to rebuild that.
Payne says a federal grant, community fundraising, and a strong preservation ethic in Mineral Point saved the building. While Mineral Point has kept a railroad theme with its former depot, Payne says other former stations around the state have been converted to things like offices, restaurants, and retail stores. He says many preservationists think that's just fine.
In the historic preservation movement, there's a clear understanding, it's reflected in the National Park Standards for Historic Preservation, that it is better to preserve a historic building for a different use than it is to not preserve it at all and have it go away.
Repurposing is the plan over in Belleville, south of Madison, where the Illinois Central stopped passenger service to the local depot in the mid-1900s. A construction worker uses a miniature jackhammer to take a layer of brick off the building. The goal here is to renovate the one-story building into a cafe and community event space, hopefully attract bicyclists from the nearby Badger State Trail. Owner and architect Catherine Howley says her team is getting some help from federal tax credits, as well as local government and maybe the state. But Howley says it's not easy or cheap to renovate a 137-year-old building.
It's an absolute heck of a challenge.
But
it's super fun, right? It's just really fun. And you gotta find a way to use the thing that you're trained to do to give back to the world, is my truthful belief.
In Sturgeon Bay, preservationists who are also rail buffs are trying to find a more public use for a former depot used by the Anapee and Western Railroad. Since passenger and freight rail service ended decades ago, the 111-year-old brick building now serves as storage for a shipbuilding company that owns the property. Sturgeon Bay Mayor David Ward says they could move the depot to a park or elsewhere in the city. Perhaps it becomes a concession stand, coffee shop, or tavern. Ward says it's a matter of finding the right developer.
You got to explore all the options, and then you never know what's going to break. All of a sudden, there's somebody that's really interested who has either the business or the capital to make sure that the building, if it does go private, is maintained in the long term.
Ward says the old depot is not in danger of being torn down, but just in case, the Sturgeon Bay City Council has passed a resolution saying the city, as a last resort, would take control of the building to protect this link to the local passenger and freight rail past.
Reporter Chuck Kornbach brought us that story on historic rail depots in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy throughout the state today. High temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight, a chance for a little bit of light rain to move in. Otherwise, just cloudy with lows down into the 30s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.